you know, I've got to say I'm very, very proud of my boys, and to find a way to dig their way out of, you know, an uncomfortable hole. It wasn't unsurmountable. We talked about it at halftime, and we felt like if we just dug ourselves in that first 20 minutes of the second half, that we might come home with some points. And fortunately, it worked out that way. And, you know, come up with a remarkable field goal from Chrissy and, you know, took the game away.
30 points to 12, three quarters of the game gone. I mean, what were your thoughts then?
No, pretty much as we talked about it after time, we felt that we didn't need to score in that first part of the second half. It was going to be at the back end, Ray. So we hadn't lost faith at that stage. It wasn't a plan. I can't say it was a plan to do it that way, but we just felt that we'd come home strong as long as we could stop leaking our soft tries ourselves. And, you know, I've got to say, Salford were tremendous and played the conditions in that first half, first class. They went a bit away from what they were doing in that first half, which also gave us a chance to get back in.
You mentioned Chris Sandow's performance, but it did take a lot of courage from your pack to really get him into those positions.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They were terrific today. You know, I loved the try that Chris Hill put on for his partner in crime, Ashton, you know, front row to front row to go in for a big try that put us right back, right on their tails.